The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
God never changes. He remains faithful, the same Lord. That is a good perspective compared to these days that are filled with uncertainty and sin on every side. It may seem to some that this world is going to hell in a handbasket. Fear of the unknown can be very scary. To the Christians, those concepts are perceptions, but not reality. Reality is that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our hope, our confidence, is in our unchanging God. He knew us before the foundation of the earth, and His love is forever faithful. He loved us then, demonstrated His love for us in salvation's plan, and continues to show His love through the Holy Spirit in our lives every day. That same Spirit has sealed us, locked us in a safe and secure place until we're transported into God's very presence in heaven. Yes, our ultimate hope is in Christ, in His will, enjoying salvation now, and hope in His presence as our future. Listen to Psalms 37. Hope in the Lord and keep His way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are destroyed, you will see it. Psalm 16. I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for He is right beside me. No wonder my heart is glad and I rejoice. My body rests in safety. And Jeremiah 17, blessed are those whose trust is in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green, and they will never stop producing fruit. For the most accurate reality and a correct perspective on who we are, who He is, and what we can count on every day, just listen to God's Word, found in Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos, and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders, and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come, see the glorious works of the Lord. See how He brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shield with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. From Psalm 34, the eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help. May God help us to think on these things from Romans, words to live by. Romans 5. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character. And character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because He's given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person. Though, Someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good, but God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we've been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, He will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of His Son while we were still His enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of His Son. So, now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. Friends, brothers, and sisters in Christ, may we not be distracted by the things of this life, but rather, keeping our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.